is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. There goes the music. Hopefully we're still connected. We are. Okay. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Then we'll talk about how these government people really do apparently believe they own everything. Everything. Even nature. Mother Earth. All of nature. We'll talk about that. But first, we go to Nick in California. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Nick, California, going once. Nick in California, going, hello?
I'm here, guys.
You're here, and here we are, and what's on your mind?
You know, I've been listening to you guys for the last few weeks. Definitely appreciate the format, the free-flowing format. I've been reading up on the Free State Project and kind of wondering at what point the organization, or maybe you guys specifically, separates yourself from the Alex Jones crowd. Or the conspiracy theorist crowd.
I'm not sure anybody is necessarily the organization is separating itself from anybody. The Free State Project exists only for one purpose, and that is to encourage 20,000 liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire and become activists. That's all the Free State Project is. Within the as far as the Free Staters are concerned, the 8,000+ people that have signed the statement of intent to move to New Hampshire, there are all kinds of people in the Free State Project. There are people that would call themselves libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party members, conspiracy theorists, voluntarists. So I'm sure there are some people that are really into conspiracy theories here. In fact, I know a handful of them around here in the area. Just the thing that's great about them is that they don't go and they don't spew it all over other people.
I'm sure that some will if you give them the opportunity.
If you ask them, they'll talk about it to you, but they don't go and proselytize and try to convince you of what it is that they believe, which is nice. Does that answer your question?
It does. Right up my alley. Thank you, guys.
Very good. So you should go to freestateproject.org and check out the details. Go to nhfree.com as well, and you can poke around through some of the conversations that many of the Free Staters are having, and you'll find a wide variety of interests and a wide variety of people.
I thought that his question, you know, another way for to interpret the question, I felt like his question to some extent was, what's the difference between your show and Alex Jones's show? And Alex Jones, for those who are listening, is a
I
show.
I don't listen to his show, so I couldn't really answer.
I really can't either. You know, I've heard it a little bit, just a little bit, and I kind of have a taste for it from you know, people having called this show.
I know a similarity. We both cover the police state.
Mm-hmm. He has some really good stuff on his prisonplanet.com website, and I think he covers some good stuff.
But he focuses a lot on the conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff on like 9/11 and what occurred, you know, almost a decade ago now.
And the Bilderbergs,
yeah,
and the Illuminati,
that kind of
and all that stuff.
And, you know, to me, that stuff smacks of, you know, like conspiracy crackpottery. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe in conspiracy theories. There's a lot of evidence.
The Federal Reserve is a good one to believe in.
There's a lot of evidence that there are conspiracies out there and that they've been successful. However, at some point, you get to the end of the rabbit hole for you as to the conspiracy theory. I mean, you said that there's a guy out there, and I've taken your word for it, named David Icke, who...
The lizard guy. He believes there are lizard men.
He believes the lizard men have taken over the government. Now, even if you're deep into the conspiracy theory, you don't think that... Most of you don't think that alien lizard men have taken over the government.
Yeah.
And, look... If David Icke's got that theory, somebody else has one that's even crazier.
Mm.
So at some point, everyone realizes this is nuts.
Right. And we try to focus on this program on how it is that the current authoritarian model of government fails and how we can replace it with voluntary solutions via the free marketplace and people voluntarily interacting with one another. And so we're looking for solutions to problems instead of just talking about how all the evil people are out there trying to destroy you. So I would like to say that Free Talk Live has a much more positive, constructive viewpoint. But then again, like I said, I've never listened to the guy's show. So I've seen his videos, and I've enjoyed those. They're entertaining.
I think
he's an entertaining guy.
Very well produced, and he's he's very successful. He's on quite a few stations. You know, we're growing a bit faster, but we want it really bad, too. So, you know, that's just the way that is.
There you go. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. I think I've described the show as Free Talk Live as, you know, an open format, open phones, panel discussion that focuses on liberty. Now, we're 100% pro-liberty talk radio, and that's just not what those conspiracy shows are about.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, and that's pretty much how I describe it to the people to whom I speak. I've been using up till yesterday. Yesterday, I think I had a big disaster with the word libertarian, and they, for me, it was a disaster.
What do you mean?
Well, the interview with Cory Doctorow.
Oh,
and
why don't you talk about how you feel about that?
I feel like there's a book that he wrote, and it's called Little Brother, mm-hmm. and I felt that it was the most important book that I've read in the last decade, and I still feel like Little Brother is the most important book I've read in the last decade. However, I got the impression from the book, and then I got the impression from the publicist. I got a confirmation from the publicist that Cory was a libertarian, and you know, once I got him on, and talked to him, we found out that he considers himself sort of a civil libertarian and a bit of a big government socialist in certain areas.
Right, because I was very concerned that you were just labeling him as a libertarian, and we weren't really finding out exactly what his viewpoint was.
And you found it out. You did your good reporting skills, and you found that out. And congratulations to you. But I think the guy is doing good work. Just because he likes socialized medicine doesn't mean that I think he's a bad guy. I think that he's just had some good experiences with socialized medicine. The thing is the government's going to, you know, do some good things for some people, and they're going to do some bad things for other people.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't ever need an operation and has to wait 3 years.
Or whatever, yeah. I've decided that I don't think I'm going to use that word libertarian very much anymore.
Really?
You can go ahead and correct me on it if you'd like.
How about that?
Yeah, I just don't like the term right now.
What do you prefer?
Pro-liberty is a good way to use it.
Pro-liberty is good.
Construct your sentence so that you can use pro-liberty or pro-freedom.
I like that.
Yeah. It's hard to get. Because the thing is people just, you know, they just, that term libertarian means so many different things to so many different
and
people.
And he accepted it for himself. Toward the end of the interview, he accepted it. He's like, oh, all right, I'm a small libertarian.
He did, yeah.
At the same time as endorsing socialized medicine.
Right.
So, you know, so you've got on one side people like Cory Doctorow that, you know, label themselves libertarian. On the other side, you've got the Glenn Becks and the Neil Bortzes of the world. So Cory Doctorow probably doesn't agree with bombing Iraq, but he does agree with socialized medicine, while Neil Bortz agrees with bombing Iraq, but doesn't agree with socialized medicine. And all these people call themselves libertarian.
Right. And that's for people that understand what the word means to some extent. You know, they have a working definition of the word, whereas there's a lot of people that don't even have a working definition of the word. To them, libertarian, liberal, it's the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, that's something entirely different, so I've just decided I'm not going to use the word anymore.
Doggone.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, the advertisers... I don't know. You know, sometimes I'll ask people, do you know what the word libertarian means? And that's not
you
even
mean the advertisers,
the
or just people,
you know, potential advertisers. Sometimes just people, and they'll say. Sometimes people will just say yes, though, with the expectation that you'll explain it to them during the conversation. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm smart, and you can explain it to me during the. I'll figure it out from the conversation what it means. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, I mean, that's just a human thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not going to use the term anymore.
So.
Pro-liberty.
Right. So if somebody asks you what the show's about, we're...
Open Lines Current Events show with a pro-liberty bent.
There you go. I like it. All right, 800-259-9231. I'm going to make a note of that. That's good. Let's go to your calls about what you want. It's Paula calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've been listening to y'all, and I'm going to tell you something. We've got to take this country back, and people need to get off their rear ends and start raising hell up there in Washington, D.C.,
I don't believe that's going to be how we're going to take the country back.
Well, for one thing, we either get them out of office, the ones that aren't doing their job.
And, option B, and that's ignore them? If
well,
we ignore them
is,
long enough, they might go away.
I don't know. I think that
they're
I'm
not going to go away, okay? The thing is, the president needs to be arrested, along with Cheney and all the rest of them, okay?
But who's going to do that?
Paula, since he's part of your family, are you going to bake him a cake with a file in it?
The judge in...
Let me tell you something. It's in the Bible that God wants him out. He says,
why doesn't God do something about it? Wave his hand, cast a bolt of lightning down, burn the White House again. Thanks, Paula, for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
There is a part of the mystery of this is the fact that nobody seemed to want to publish this little story.
It's a little book that couldn't find a home.
Exactly.
Yeah, we sent it to a couple dozen publishers, and every one of them turned it down and said it wasn't a novel they thought they could do, and hilarious.
They're kind of regretting that now.
Yeah, I just talked to one a few minutes ago, yeah.
On the faith-based side, it was like, you know what, we like it, we don't have a niche for it.
It's too edgy.
And on the non-faith side, it was, we like it, we don't have a niche for it, and it's got too much Jesus.
Too much Jesus, more pantheon.
Exactly.
But it really has pointed up this missing middle of people who are really looking to deal honestly with spiritual issues, and they're willing to look outside the box of the religious conventions that are broken for most people.
I think people have genuine questions, and they're looking for real answers, and they're not afraid to examine the claims of the God of the Bible.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those, by the way, include the wiki. You can get interactive. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can create virtually anything as far as text content, even images, things like that. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You can add to, you can delete from, you can edit. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of the wiki, I just stumbled across an interesting little story about the company that started it all, the organization that started it all, Wikipedia. Or at least I think they started it all. They've got some competition.
If they didn't start it all, they certainly put it on the map.
Some competition entering the marketplace. We'll tell you who in a moment. Let's go on screen first to the AMP line. Who is this?
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to answer the question that was raised yesterday when the guy from Texas who's fighting the tickets asked the question why these people have this this desire to follow the leader and to do all these things and to step through all these hoops that have to do with enforcing all these laws.
He was talking about the government people, why they continue to be so just generally awful and do these things to their neighbors, these terrible things.
And why their neighbors put up with it.
Yeah.
And why they can't answer the questions, and why even when the answer is staring them plain in the face, they're gonna ignore the answer.
Mm, go ahead.
The reason is, it's a cult. It's a religion. A belief in a fictitious being called government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven, and it can be proven over and over again, that government is fiction. There is no such thing as government. There is no such thing as USA. So these people are stuck in a cult, and they are cult believers, and that's why they get the deer in the headlight look when you lay it out plain for them and show them that there's absolutely no authority for what they're doing. They will just go, but he's got a black robe on.
Yeah.
You know, it's written in a book somewhere. Or,
yeah, but everybody believes what I believe. Who are you?
Yeah.
So they got the majority on their side.
They're simply the world's largest cult.
It's true.
And that is why they will bend over backwards to throw you in jail for something that you never hurt anyone.
You know, I agree with you, Gene, but I want to do a little clarifying. I think that to say the government is doesn't exist, Nick, I think you've done a real good job of explaining it, but, you know, to say the government doesn't exist confuses some people. I mean, the government exists in the sense that there are buildings and there are people working in these buildings, but those buildings, cults have buildings, right?
They do.
Gene?
They sure do.
And cults have people that work for them, right?
Right. If you look at a temple, it doesn't mean that the god of Zoroastrian lives there, just because it says so on the outside of the building.
Yeah, the Zoroastrians, I think they worship Ahura Mazda. But anyway, go ahead.
Whatever they have. I mean, you know, just because there's a building with a name on the outside doesn't justify or validate the name that's outside on the building.
There is no city of Keene. There is no state of New Hampshire. All there are buildings, cars, and people who call themselves agents of those fantasy organizations. Is that right?
Right. And those organizations, they're a corporation. A corporation, if you check with any lawyer, is a legal fiction, which means that even though it's not a real entity, it's treated as a real entity by the people that read the corporate documents and the people that interpret the corporate documents and the people that basically authorize the corporate documents, which are, you know, some guy called Secretary of State. But Secretary of State is still an individual person named Joe Blow. And Joe Blow is responsible for what he does when he's claiming to be this high priest office of Secretary of State in this cult called government.
You nailed it, Gene. I don't have anything else to add. Any other thoughts?
Well, you know, I've seen the cult here, and I've seen the cult in China, and I've seen the similarities, and I'm telling you that it becomes so plain once you realize that it's just a cult. And then it opens your eyes and you realize that, hey, why do I bother to stop for this stupid stop sign when there's nobody coming
around
the other way?
Yep.
You know? And you realize that there's no authority for you to have to do things like that.
Yep. I've started started turning left on red lights. As long as there's the availability, I'll do it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and it frees the soul. It really does. It frees the soul.
Sure does. I'm with you, man. Gene, great call. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, the question really becomes, how do you get the cult members unindoctrinated? How do we most effectively bring them around to the understanding that voluntary interaction is preferable and that they have been a member of this cult? Obviously, calling it a cult, I don't know if that's really going to be effective. Hey, you're a cult member. We need to save you. I don't know if that's going to be an effective way to go about it.
But. Yeah, I'm not sure that it would.
But I appreciate Gene's analogy.
I think some people that are on the edge sort of can be shown that, you know, that the government does have a lot of, as he was saying, a lot of parallels to cults.
Sure.
I mean,
you have a belief in fantasy.
You have this faith in this this organization, this fictitious organization, because the government really is just a corporation.
A belief in something that doesn't exist, which is authority. It's a concept. It's nothing more than an idea. It doesn't actually have tangible existence. No man can have authority over another man.
But, you know, there's no such thing as authority. There's only the voluntary bending to the will of somebody who may or may not be willing to use violence on you.
Yep. That's about it.
That's really it.
That's all power really is.
And if you look at parents and children, you can see that the parents have probably the most legitimate God-given, if there is such a thing, God-given authority over another human being is the adult and the child. Mm-hmm. And it's really whether the kid wants to put up with whatever sort of authority the parent has, uses.
It's true.
The
kid could say no.
Well, he could. He could say, I've had it with this crap. I'm leaving.
Yep.
Now, of course, there's other authorities out there that, the cops and those kind of things that'll hunt him down and pick his little butt up and toss him in the back of a car and perhaps put him in juvenile detention while you come and get him.
I don't like calling them authorities. It's not appropriate.
We're talking about authority. Yeah. And so, therefore, that's why I'm using that terminology.
Right. But the parent only has the concept of authority until the youngster decides to say no. And go and claim their own freedom for themselves. Basically.
Well, the parent is willing to, use certain kinds of punishments for bad behavior and rewards for good behavior, and that, that is sort of the workings of the authority.
800-259-9231. So what we are doing is trying to, I guess, wake up the cult members here on Free Talk Live, for lack of a better term. 1-800-259-9231. And I think that the media outreach that Free Talk Live is engaging in and Free Minds TV, our friends over at freemindstv.com, Sam from the Obscured Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com, of course, Penn and Teller and John Stossel, this great iconoclastic media that's out there is really going to be the most powerful way to bring people to the message of liberty, to get them to understand why voluntary interaction is the best way to go.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia thing for Zoroaster, and this is the most bunch of gobbledygook religious stuff. I mean, it's obvious the Zoroastrians have gotten a hold of this page.
1-800-259-9231. Speaking of Wikipedia, who is it that is jumping into the game? Who's their new competitor? We'll tell you in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Narnex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Narnex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. Google, they're the competitor to Wikipedia. It looks like Google is starting up their own online encyclopedia, and they plan on doing things a little bit differently than the folks over at Wikipedia. It will not be a wiki in that people cannot edit everything they see on Google, what they're calling Google Knoll, as in K-N-O-L, as in the root of knowledge, sort of, or the very beginning portion prefix of knowledge. Anyway, Google has launched its own version, according to the AFP, of communally constructed online encyclopedia Wikipedia, which consistently ranks among the most visited websites in the world. And I have to say, Wikipedia sure is useful. It really is. When we need to know something in a hurry on this program, it's a quick
tap, tap, tap. I understand the setup. I'm sure there's other good stuff out there. It's what I use. I understand the setup. I know what I'm going to get, and that's where I go generally.
So, but the,
it's pretty good stuff, and you find out things there that you wouldn't find out otherwise.
It's true. I like Wikipedia, but it's going to be interesting to see how Google decides to compete in this particular area.
I'll tell you what, I like Google too. I think that if the only organization out there that could come out with something, to, in my mind, that would compete with Wikipedia is Google.
Well, according to the story, the Internet search powerhouse went live late Wednesday with a free service dubbed Knoll to indicate a unit of knowledge. While Wikipedia lets any visitors make changes to its online pages, trusting that people with accurate information will correct errors and misleading entries, Google lets folks author their own articles. According to Google's product manager, Cedric DuPont, every Knoll will have an author or a group of authors who put their name beside the content. It's their Knoll, their voice, their opinion. An enormous amount of information resides in people's heads, and millions of people know useful things, and billions more could benefit from that knowledge. People get to post their pictures and pedigrees in NALS and are able to designate who can contribute to their postings. Most NALS featured at NAL.google.com, that's KNOL.google.com, on Thursday, that's today, dealt with medical conditions, but included insights regarding unclogging toilets and improving leadership skills. Google is the world's most used internet search engine and a proven master at mining revenue from online advertising targeted at those making queries and using its free web-based services. Luring Wikipedia users to its own community-created online encyclopedia promises to be another rich vein of ad income for the California firm. And so it's just begun. It's only been online for about 24 hours at this point. KNOL.google.com.
I really got to ask, who's going to be the one who manages to get their name on as the author of the Free Talk Live page on null.google.com?
Well, what's interesting is
there could
be more than one, though. There can be more than one page on a given topic at the Google Knowledge.
Is that so? I'd be interested in seeing what comes out of it.
Well, right, because there's no one person who could possibly claim to be the authority on any given subject, so they have to allow other people to write their own nulls about the same subject.
You know, I'll bet whoever does write the page for Free Talk Live on null.google.com probably won't even let me contribute.
I don't know. Anyway, it sounds like a neat idea, and we'll certainly be paying close attention to the much-needed competition to Wikipedia. And isn't this great, Mark? In the world of the internet, you don't have to go to some
people
government...
are competing to give you free knowledge.
Yeah, Google didn't have to go to some approval board, some zoning board or planning commission who will decide.
It would have never happened.
Right? Who might decide that? Well, you can't do. Well, wait
a minute.
We've
got friends at Wiki.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, we just don't know if your service is going to be robust enough. If you've got the server power, we're going to have to really look into this. And there are. You haven't filled out any paperwork yet. We've got permits. You need to get permits.
If you go out here, you're going to affect all the other online encyclopedias.
Yeah.
It's not good that a search engine should be involved in online encyclopedias,
right.
The way they keep banks out of investing or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to just go ahead and ban all new online encyclopedia constructions for the next year on the internet. That's what they did in Los Angeles for fast food restaurants. Thank goodness we don't have those restrictions on the internet. Let's go to your calls. You can bring up anything. And we'll start with Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I was just curious. Basically, the call is somewhat to Mark, but if he ever read the paperwork, I mailed him. And if you have the address or something to that guy down there in Texas,
Sam,
yeah, we did go over the paperwork, and there's a lot of it in that. I read the paper, the papers. I didn't read the law stuff.
I have a question about the papers you sent, and it was talking about the idea of the manufacturer statement of origin for vehicles or for cars, and also getting the loadial title, for instance, for your home or for your property. And you had suggested that in order to get the property completely owned by oneself, you'd have to go and actually turn your deed in to the
certificate of deed or whatever?
Yeah, the warranty. I've got I think it's called a warranty deed. You'd have to go and turn that in to the bureaucrats in the, I forget what the department was, but can you clarify that? Did I understand that correctly, Don?
Yeah, basically, okay. Like I said, you signed a contract. I don't know exactly about New Hampshire or anything like that. However, whenever you do that, you sign the contract. It's up to you to figure out how to get out of the contract, and there is numerous ways of how to get out of that contract.
Well, because they're not going to tell me. I mean, if I go in there...
Oh, no, they're not going to tell you nothing, remember?
Right.
You know, if I tell you, or better yet, if I'm in front of 12 people and they hear what you just read, what are you going to say? Not guilty. I'm allowed to go out and blabber this all over the place and... Everything goes to basically to the place down below in the handbag.
So what happens when you go? I mean, what is the thought process? What is the legalese or whatever that? What is going on? The idea that you turn in the deed to your home and in return they just release you from whatever obligations they think you have. I mean, it sounds fantastic, Don, and it sounds too good to be true. So give me some detail.
Well, yeah, I know it sounds too good to be true, but whenever you went and bought your house, like I said, you went up and you had a deed. In other words, your Chrysler, your Ford, your Chevy. you made the deed. That's your certificate of origin, and you, in turn, you know, gave it to the county. Remember, that bill comes in and says it's a county's property tax.
I get property tax from the city, and I didn't make a deed, and I haven't turned it in. I thought you said that you had to turn the deed in order to be released from the so-called obligation.
Yeah, you're actually going to have to go up and hand them, if you have the deed, or if they have no deed, they can't sell what they don't own. If you never gave it to them, but someone prior to you probably did give it to them.
See, I don't know what the difference is between a deed or a warranty deed. I believe what I have is called a warranty deed.
Basically the same thing.
Okay. Why would I want to hand them the evidence that I bought the property? How would I walk away with anything saying, okay, this is done, you've completed this, you now completely own the property and they can't tax you anymore? How do I even prove that I own the place after I turn the deed over to them? That's what I'm confused about.
Well, you go down, and like I said, you're going to have it resurveyed, et cetera, and you turn right around, and instead of 1 acre or whatever you have, you make it 1 inch by 1 inch. They'll accept that as their property. The rest is, like, not in their tax rolls.
It's all very interesting, and I would like to get more information about this because it's a new idea to me. So they're going to then own a 1-inch by 1-inch plot that was formerly my... It's very confusing, Don. I don't know where to go with it because I'm concerned about just going in and trying this, but it sounds worthy of giving it a shot. I don't know.
It's the sort of thing where you feel like you want somebody to walk you through it step by step and be there with you.
Yeah, well, I would like that. Don, you should move to New Hampshire and give classes on this stuff because it's hard to do over the phone. And thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers,
customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include, by the way, the live streams, bulletin board system archives, and more. We give away more for free than those other shows will charge you for on their websites. So enjoy all
it's
of
true.
That. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then we need your vote. Apparently, we have fallen behind. We are no longer...
Can you believe it? We were number one on PodcastAlley.com.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, for like about a week. And now we've... those darn Potter kids have caught up with us. I mean, everybody else is 600-700 votes behind us.
Really? Well, that's good news, I guess.
I guess. I mean, what could, you know, the good news is being on the top of the list, and
yeah,
all the rest of the news stinks. So we're not at the top of the list.
But we could be if you would go and vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com.
It's just 7 votes, but it's been there all day.
So we need you, vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it in the month of July, we could use your help. It makes a difference for us.
Find a friend who hasn't done it.
Yeah, being number one is important because it brings new listeners to the show, and it also helps us impress the advertisers, or rather the potential advertisers. So help us out. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. We certainly would appreciate it. All right, we go back to your calls about what you want. Ben is on the line listening in Pittsburgh. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ben,
you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so it's kind of a continuation of what Gene called in to talk about.
Okay.
I think a lot of these government people, these cult members, whatever you want to call them, I heard a quote by Barack Obama, and that made me think that a lot of these people are actually a lot more aware of what they're part of and what government is and what we might think.
Hmm.
I was listening to the Rush Limbaugh show, and he played a sound clip of Barack Obama, and some reporter was asking him what he thought about those private military contractors like Blackwater and KBR that deliver supplies to the troops and things like that. And he said, well, I'm against the role of the current, the huge role they're playing in our military now, because I'm kind of paraphrasing. He said, the modern nation state is characterized by a monopoly on violence, and by having these private entities go around, they're kind of challenging the nation's authority.
Hmm.
He actually gave the libertarian definition of government and said monopoly on violence.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I've heard it. Believe it or not, on the radio a few different times, and I think that it's becoming, because you can't dispute it. The government has a monopoly privilege on force. They're the only ones that are allowed to use force.
And he wants
and
to keep
okay.
it that way, apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
Interesting observation.
Well, I guess they all do, but I mean, he actually came out and said it.
Right. Interesting observation. Anything else to share?
That's it for now.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you are on Free Talk Live. Stephen,
hello.
Hey.
Hello. Well, I have a
something to say. It's not really like an anecdote or anything with a punchline, but I was in court, and I don't have a great story because I was there sort of representing my company.
Okay.
So I couldn't really pull what Sam was doing. You know,
sure.
I couldn't fight for freedom. I kind of had to behave myself.
Right. Yeah,
but there was a sign there that said, no firearms allowed. No guns allowed in this courthouse, and it was totally open. There was nobody checking you, no metal detectors. And then I began noticing that every policeman I saw in the courthouse was also disarmed.
Really?
That this was a 100% gun-free zone.
Wow, I'm shocked by that. And I thought they would be the exception to the rule.
Yeah, and there was 55 people there who had cases that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I was the only one who, A, noticed it, and, B, was really, really nervous.
Well, yeah, because one madman could have taken out anybody they wanted to, right?
That's right. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, every single cop. So, like I said, I don't really have there's no punchline, it's not really an anecdote, but it's, I think, really a profound observation.
Yeah, certainly. And yet another reason to be quite frightened of these people in government. They make some really bad choices.
Yep, sure enough.
Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. We appreciate
right,
from
we'll
you tonight.
In the town that I live in here in New Hampshire, we don't have a police force now. You know, they've got the state police that will respond in emergency.
Like a part-time peace officer or something, though, right?
Yeah, he doesn't do much.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, that's,
things are peaceful.
It's fine, but you know, this is a rural, rural town.
Yeah.
This town is just really just a designation. There hardly is anything that you would call a town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in New Hampshire. Everybody has guns, people. Everybody has guns.
Your neighbor's got 25.
Yeah, I was over at my neighbor's house, and we were talking about guns, and we were talking about cops, and he's like, I don't want a cop in this town.
Good.
Because he was over, he was having a party, there was a party at the town hall for, a friend of his and that I know, that for their 20th wedding anniversary, and I guess some guys, some good old boys had a little, some beers, and they were doing spin outs in the middle of town on the and he's like, he was making the point to them, if we had a cop, this would be right where he was,
mm-hmm.
and he'd be giving us all tickets and hassling us all.
Yep.
We don't need a police officer in this town. And, I don't think we do.
Yeah.
I mentioned to him, about the constable. He's like, yeah, I don't think we need that. Just somebody to go, handle disputes, doesn't even carry a gun. And I'm like, well, if I was that guy, I think I'd want to carry a gun if I was handling all these different types mm-hmm. of disputes. He's like, oh, I got no problem with guns. I got 25 of them in the house. But he just doesn't think that the peace officer should be carrying a gun to these disputes. And I think that, by and large, he's probably right that most of the times you wouldn't need it. However, I think I would want to have a gun with me.
Better to have a gun and not need it than to need a gun
and
not
have it. Yeah, you don't... I'll grant you that somebody who's imbued with authority and then given a gun is more likely to use that gun than somebody who isn't. If I were to say I took on the job of constable, and if they offered it to me, I think I would take it.
Well, you wouldn't be able to carry a gun.
Well, maybe soon.
You got the convicted felon deal.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'd probably carry it, but it would be the last thing that I would want to pull out.
Sure.
You just want to settle disputes here. You don't want to
yep.
drag somebody off to jail if you can avoid it.
I just think it's great that you got to love the native New Hampshireites. They really are some amazing people, aren't
yep.
they?
Yep. He's like, all those people coming from Massachusetts, they want us to have a cop.
so, mm-hmm.
Hey, that's how they are up here.
800-259-9231 in that we need more people like him. We need more liberty-minded people that want to live free coming here. That way the Massachusetts people, or massholes as they've been called, will be scared and they'll go away. Get out of here. We don't want your type around here.
Interestingly,
and I mean the statists from Massachusetts, not the liberty people that are coming up.
They had in the past a cop in that town, and he's like, yeah, the guy never did anything, just sat there and gave people tickets.
Mm-hmm. That's what cops do.
what is he supposed to do? How's he going to make my town safer, more safe? How's he going to do that?
It can't be done.
It's safe.
Yep.
It's just safe.
Everybody's fine. Let's go to Ryan, who's on the line listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
I'm in agreement I'm in agreement with these guys with the government, referring to the government as a cult. You know, I mean, look, they go to the Bohemian Grove and do mock human sacrifices in front of a huge owl statue, and then they profess to be Christians when they're just all double-talking liars. I mean, pretty much. I mean, not all of them, but the majority of those politicians, you know.
Some
just...
people do that, but most of the people in government don't even know what the Bohemian Grove is, so it's relatively, it's pretty much irrelevant.
Well,
yeah, you go ask your local bureaucrats if they've ever heard of the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, go ask the guy from the Zoning Commission if he's ever heard of the Bohemian Grove. And, you know, those are the governments that you deal with on a regular basis is your town government.
Well, exactly. I'm talking about the big boys, you know.
What else you got, Ryan? Anything else on your mind?
Little private club there. And, you know, there was a guy that actually was in attendance, one of the politicians, I forget his name, and he actually wrote in an interview that they run around naked up there and everything else.
Good for them.
They're
in the woods. They should be able to run around naked.
Where is it? Where is the
California? It's in Northern California, and it's going on right now, or it just got over, I believe.
It's the right weather for it then.
And so, Ian, Mark, so you don't believe that there was bombs in the building on the Twin Towers, huh?
I don't know what I believe. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Have you heard the recent interviews with Jesse Ventura?
I did hear one of them, you know, where he sort of the first one where he sort of comes out a bit as a truther, but then I've heard that there's been more.
Just because you can trot out celebrities who believe the same thing as you doesn't legitimize your
celebrity
viewpoint.
I mean, he was a demolition expert and he was a Navy SEAL demolition expert before he got into wrestling.
He's also governor.
Do I have to make it clear again that I just don't care? I don't have any beliefs about 9/11. I don't know if it was bombs or planes.
They only spent $3 million investigating 9/11 and they spent $45.
I don't care.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Hi, Ryan. I think that Jesse Ventura is an expert at getting media attention, and he ran a bombastic campaign in, where was it, Minnesota or Wisconsin
or
whatever.
Whatever the truth is about 9/11 is irrelevant.
It's not coming from Jesse Ventura.
It's irrelevant to achieving liberty in our lifetime. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.